In his song, The Boxer, Paul Simon teaches us something quite instructive. There's a line that says this: a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. Greetings, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and I want to talk to us today about a lie of the devil, a lie that's so permeated our society that we've all fallen for it to varying degrees. And it comes off as very humble. But that is just a cloak over something else that is much more deadly. We've all heard the mantra of our day: believe in yourself. Or how about this one? Trust your heart. And what this lie is saying is that you have value and real longings that matter. And everyone else around you also has value and real longings that matter, even if yours are different. And I totally agree. It's the reason I do these devotions. I want you to know, friend, that you have value and your unique longings are hugely important. But the question is believe in yourself, trust your heart, is that a truth from the Creator who made you and loves you? Or is it a lie from the devil who hates you and wants to destroy you? My friend, it is the latter. One of his deceptions is to get us to buy into a false truth because it makes emotional sense to us, and then to disregard anything else you might hear contrary to that. It's actually a go-to move since the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 3, he comes up to Eve and questions God's truth. And after Eve responded with what God said, he told Eve that God's truth was fake news. She would not surely die. The new and better truth is that she could be like God, knowing good and evil. And isn't there emotional appeal to something new, something we haven't experienced? His goal was to earn allegiance to himself by convincing us to have allegiance to ourselves and not to God. The devil suggested that disregarding God's truth and following her desires was affirming how God had designed her. How many of us are believing that today, even as God's word was crystal clear in prohibiting certain things? But suddenly, Eve now sees the fruit as attractive, beneficial to her person. It was good to eat, beautiful to look upon, to be desired, to make her wise. And she stopped quoting God's truth to the devil because she heard what she wanted to hear. And her feelings and her desires drowned out God's warning, and she embraced the lie. And here we are, a world of people living false truths based largely on our feelings and desires. And when our source of truth comes from within, well, you realize we already know all the answers. No one can instruct us because we're ignoring the objective truth outside of us. I mean, there's people who say they believe the science until the science disagrees with rights they hold dear. There are folks who say they believe in God's word until it forbids something they desire. There are folks who say character in leadership matters. Oh, except in the case of a president they voted for who is doing what they want. And the devil laughs all the while because we've lost all our humility, or perhaps better, we've simply misplaced it. G.K. Chesterton writes, "Humility was largely meant as a restraint upon the arrogance and infinity of the appetite of man." What we suffer from today is humility in the wrong place. Modesty has moved from the organ of ambition. Modesty has settled upon the organ of conviction, where it was never meant to be. A man was meant to be doubtful about himself, but not doubting about the truth. That has been exactly reversed. Nowadays, the part of a man that a man does assert is exactly the part he ought not to assert, himself. The part he doubts is exactly the part he ought not to doubt, the divine reason. Breaking that down, Chesterton is saying we have misplaced our humility. We ought to, in humility, distrust our feelings and desires while holding with two fists external truth outside of us. But our allegiance to self has made us so confident in ourselves, we believe in ourselves and trust our hearts to lead us rightly in our own truth. But since the sin in the garden, our hearts are actually now hardwired for the wrong things. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" Friends, our hearts are not good guides. And if we live as though they are and endorse others to do the same because we don't want them to think we don't value them or that their longings don't matter, we're actually living out a false humility and encouraging others to take poison. And as we all take in poison, we'll see a redefinition and the good will be forfeit. I mean, can there be good when you can't condemn anything? Where does that lead? Friends, God's word is the truth we need to trust, because people matter, as do their feelings. God made people for more than this broken world. You see, Adam and Eve had something more ahead, but they failed the test to trust God so they could enter into that something better that God had for them. See, it's not that the desires are wrong. Desires are essentially good, God-giving homing beacons to glory. Eve's desire to be like God was God-given, and she would have attained greater likeness. She would have gotten that if she had passed the test, trusted God's truth. And now we live in the fallout as our hearts have been warped by sin. Our desires are disordered. And as a result, some of us have strong desires that will never be fulfilled in this life if we choose to trust in God's word and not our hearts. Yes, this is a conundrum when we find we have strong longings for things that God forbids. And this is true of each and every one of us, myself included. And God is calling us to show we trust His truth, no different than Eve. We trust in His grace to sustain us and even transform us and then bring us into glory where our longings, our true longings, will be fulfilled. Our greatest havings in this life are merely wantings, as C.S. Lewis said. And the only way we can do it is to look to Jesus, to really look and see His glory, the one who came in our flesh, who understands our weakness. He was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. His voice is the one you want to hear, because not only did He create us, but nobody has ever loved you more or better than your Lord Jesus Christ. Don't disregard His call for you to come and trust His heart. Matthew 11:28-30. Friends, remember who you are and who you belong to.